town of Beaufort, North Carolina, seems very charming. Upon my visit, I was surprised by the lack of pirate and nautical theming in a town so close to Blackbeard's home base of Ocracoke Island. As you walk Front Street along the water, you see a line of charming historic houses. Nearly every one of these has some sort of plaque out front stating who used to live there. Today, we'll talk about the former residence of number 209. The plaque reads, Slough House, 1768. The Slough family emigrated to America from Great Britain. Mr. Slough was a merchant captain and carried goods from the colonies to England and back. They made a very prosperous living and built themselves the very comfortable home on Front Street, yet despite this, Mrs. Slough was incredibly homesick for England. She would sit on the white wooden porch and rock her little girl on her knee and tell her long, daydreamy tales of the land where they were both born and the people who lived there. The yearning passed from mother to daughter, and the little girl began to beg her father to take her on one of his long journeys across the Atlantic to see the place that she had come from, but he always refused. The captain hated to disappoint his sweet girl, but a journey across the ocean was dangerous and took him away for months at a time. The cycle continued. Mother would tell a story, father needed to go on a journey, daughter would beg to go along. After years of begging, the weight of longing became so heavy over the household that the father said he would take her if the mother consented. She did, under one condition. He had to promise that no matter what happened, he would bring their daughter home to her. Cue ominous foreshadowing music. With the whole family in agreement, father and daughter set sail for their homeland. The girl marveled at England, wandering London, finally able to immerse herself in a land where not everything was brand new, a land with a history, her history. She met all of the family that she had never known, and it seemed like the trip was over all too soon as her father refilled his ship with supplies to head back to North Carolina. Now, if you're a regular listener, you know that this has been way too cheerful for our normal material, and here is where we make the turn. On the journey back home, the little girl grew very, very sick. Logically, this makes sense. People talk all the time about how Europeans brought European disease with them when they came to the U.S., and it only makes sense that the little girl, who had lived in the States since she was a baby, may pick up something abroad that her little immune system wasn't ready for. Either way, pretty early on her return journey, she passed away. It was traditional for those who passed away on a ship to be, quote, buried at sea, which is code for not buried at all and just kind of tossed overboard. Now, I'm not a mom, but I can't imagine doing this to any child, let alone my own, and I'm not even sure I could do this to my dog. And Captain Slough had made a promise, so he purchased one of the kegs of rum on the ship and placed his little girl's remains inside, where they would remain intact until he brought her home. Months at sea passed away on, and when the little girl was finally brought ashore, husband and wife agreed that in order to keep from disturbing their daughter's remains, she would remain safely sealed inside the rum, preserved in the keg as her casket. As I wandered the old burial grounds in Beaufort, I was shaded by a thick canopy of weakly-boughed live oaks, which dripped curtains of Spanish moss. Grave markers are packed into the small graveyard a hair's breadth apart, and the trail between them twists and turns so wildly that at any given point I could never be absolutely certain that I was on the path and not trotting on someone's final resting place. Many of the stones are so old that they're impossible to read, wiped clean by time, and between the clusters of ancient stones here and there, a mausoleum or statue will jut out of the ground like a horn. The place feels ancient and overpopulated. Many graves are built in what are called barrel graves, meaning that there is a stone or brick arch over the grave. This was often done before people were buried in concrete vaults in order to prevent wildlife from getting into the graves. They're also common in areas that are prone to flooding so that the remains stay where they're put during a heavy rain. It's chaos. Hot, humid, spooky chaos. And tucked quietly in the corner of this spooky cemetery, where even the oak trees look as though they're weeping, is a small, unassuming grave marked simply by an old plank of wood which now reads, Little Girl Buried, but which once read, Little Girl Buried in a Keg of Rum. People from all over the country come to visit the little rum keg girl and leave little gifts, toys, trinkets, and tokens on her humble-looking grave. People say that in the morning, if you're the first to visit the burial grounds, you may find that these toys have been scattered. Some may even be balanced on top of other gravestones in a way that no bird or squirrel could have left it. It's as though a child was sent to bed mid-play without being able to put away her toys. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I've been looking forward to telling this story for a long time, but I did want to visit the location first since it's only a couple of hours away. And I was so excited to visit the little girl's grave last week. Myself, I left her a little seashell bracelet right there on her plank of wood that is her grave marker. The bottom has since rotted out, which makes sense. It's quite aged with time, and the impression where you can read little girl buried on the stone is very, very faded. You can just make it out. I hope you can see it well in the photos that I'm going to post for you. You can see the photos of her grave marker and her home at Beaufort, North Carolina at southernfriedstorytime.wordpress.com, which I will leave a link to on the Facebook page. It is absolutely incredible, and I really encourage you to visit at some point if you ever have the opportunity. I originally went to gather information on Blackbeard and to view some of the artifacts salvaged from the ruin of his ship, the Queen Anne's Revenge. If you would like to learn more about Blackbeard, please take my tour in Charleston, South Carolina. Bookings are available at southernfriedtourguide.com. And thank you so much. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you.